Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name's Andy Wigley.
My name's Nafiz Zaman.
And we both work in our Developer Experience TED group. And we've been doing a lot with Cortana Skills, and we're going to give you a talk now. We're going to run through an options for authenticating in Cortana Skills. So Cortana Skills, they are bot services. They're just cloud services. And for a lot of skills, you just really don't need to have anything else. It can all be self-contained. You could have a simple bot skill that's kind of telling jokes or giving news of the day. And these don't need any special access to other services. But a lot of the more interesting ones, think of Expedia or something, if you can actually have the skill sign into the user's account, you can get information about them, their trip history, their preferences, and all of a sudden your skill can do a lot more interesting things. You could get a skill that signs into Office 365 and get hold of their email, and you can actually then present that back to them in the skill. So there's lots of scenarios like this where having a skill, being able to take the user's credentials and sign into another service, really makes a lot of sense in creating a really interesting services. So the main option we have in Cortana Skills is the concept of a connected account. So a skill, you can configure your skill with a single connected account. And we're going to run through the process for configuring all that in this talk. It's really convenient and easy to use because Cortana is actually going to manage the whole process for you. So for the skill developer, this is a really easy option. Cortana handles the authentication challenge to the user. The user enters their credentials. And Cortana will then handle the whole OAuth dance and getting hold of the access token and refresh tokens and refreshing that token when it expires. There are a few restrictions. It only supports the OAuth 2 authorization code grant flow. And from a user's point of view, they will be prompted to sign in the very first time they invoke the skill that has a connected account configured. So actually, the user is always signed in. So once signed in, thereafter, this is the scenario you're in for your skill. There's no option to kind of start in a sort of anonymous way and then get the user to sign in later. We've got features coming in the framework to enable that in the future, but right now, a connected account is always, always connected. Really good thing about that is that you only need to sign in on one of your devices. So if you're a user who's using Cortana on a number of devices, you just get to sign in once. It's all hosted in the cloud. So thereafter, you can then go and access the same skill on another device or a speaker, a different tablet, or any of your other devices, and you'll get the access without being challenged for credentials every time. Now, from the end user's point of view, they can see in the Cortana notebook, in the Cortana app, you can see in there, there are a listing of all the skills that you have accessed. And in there, it shows what the user has consented to. You can also disconnect from that skill in the notebook. So you can disconnect from the stored credentials as well. Now, just a thing about, obviously, entering credentials, you need like a browser window for that. So how's that going to work on a headless device, such as a speaker? Well, in the way that is handled is when the skill gets to the point where credentials are required. So if the user accesses a skill for the first time on a speaker, invokes it, then the speaker will automatically, the Cortana on that device will automatically put out a response to you as the end user and saying, I'm sorry, before I can actually execute this skill, before I can do that here, you'll need to finish setting up this up in the Cortana app on your phone or PC. And this doesn't actually apply only to credentials, because the very first time that you access any skill, you need to give permission to for your user, the utterance, what you'll say, to be passed to Cortana. So first time, you're going to need to enable it on a device with a screen, but thereafter, you're away good and away to go accessing that Cortana skill on the speaker. So let's just have a quick look at that user experience here. So I'm going to actually invoke the Domino's skill. So, hey Cortana. Ask Domino's to order me a pizza.
First, sign in with Domino's.
So here we go with the credential challenge. So I've previously signed in with, I've got an account at Domino's. So I'm just going to sign in with my credentials. Oh, I just noticed I've got a comma in there. Let's just correct that. There we go. Put in my password and sign into the Domino's service. So that's Windows offering to remember my credentials. So behind the scenes, it's actually gone off and got a token. It's registered, it's validated those credentials against Domino's, the OAuth point for Domino's service. This now is the normal permission grant that you get for any skill, where Cortana will ask for permission to share your request, what you say, with Cortana. So you'll see this for any skill. You can say agree, and then we're into the skill. And with that,
great. Let's get started.
So at this point,
is this order for delivery or carried out?
Well, I'm not going to carry on with the rest of it. So this, at that point, Cortana had connected through to the skill, passed the token back in the into the notebook here. You can see here, this is where the skills list comes. So you can see all of the different skills, a lot of demo ones I've been working on. And down here, this is the Domino's one that I've just accessed. So I could disconnect it here if I so wished. So that's kind of the user experience. So let's look a little bit now, dig deep into more the more technical aspects of this, about how you actually configure and build a Cortana skill to use a connected account like that. So let's look at the OAuth flow. So this is an OAuth 2 flow. So this is it's a standard for these kind of authorization flows. It all starts with the user, like I did there, saying ask Domino's or invoking the skill for the first time. So you invoke the skill. And at this point, Cortana will pick up the fact that a connected account has been configured for that skill. So it will pop up a browser to the configured authorize endpoint that you will see in a minute how you set this up. But there's a well-known endpoint for OAuth 2 services, the authorize one. So the user then enters their credentials into that browser window. They'll be asked for consent to access the service. They'll say yes. And at that point, the authorize endpoint will return back to Cortana an authorization code. So Cortana now will then send that authorization code up to the token endpoint. So this is the one that is responsible for issuing tokens. And then that will be validated. And what will be sent back to Cortana is the access token and a refresh token. So an access token is a fairly short-lived thing. They typically, it varies by provider, but they'll typically have a lifetime of maybe only 1 hour. But the refresh token is an important thing, which allows the holder of the refresh token to send that back to the token endpoint in the future and get a new access token. So it's the means for doing that. Now, Cortana is then going to manage that access token and refresh token on your behalf, on the skill's behalf. So then it will actually pass the user utterance, the normal request, onto your skill, and included in that request packet is that access token. So now the skill service has got what it needs to access that secure web service. So it can make a call to the secure service, the web API, passing the access token in the query string or in the header. The service itself will validate that access token, see whether it's a valid token, and if it's good, it will return the secure data back to the skill. So that's the kind of flow for a first invocation. Now, what happens subsequently? Well, this is the situation. Until that access token expires, the user will then issue another query to it and ask Domino's for yet another pizza. And it will just straight away pass that existing access token that Cortana has kept for you and pass that through to your skill, and you can access the data all over again. So no new request for credentials. Now, obviously, before it does that, it will check, Cortana will check that the access token is still valid, check it hasn't expired. If it has expired, then it will just hit the token endpoint again, passing that refresh token, and we'll get a whole new access token and a refresh token to replace the ones it had before. And so the process just carries on like that. Now, as part of setting your skill up for this, there's a couple of kind of phases you have to go to. First of all, you will need to register your application, so your skill is an application in this case, with your OAuth provider. Now, the way you do this will vary by the OAuth provider that you are using. So But they will all have similar characteristics. You will get from that or the app registration site, you will get a client ID, a unique ID for your app, and a secret, a password. And you'll need to make a note of those. And you might also need to request permission scopes. You need to look at the documentation for your OAuth provider here to find out what you need to do. For example, if you're accessing the Microsoft Graph, there's scopes like user.read and user.readall. There's a whole load of these different scopes, and the different scopes give access to different sets of the data. So you'll need to look at the documentation to figure out what it is you need to ask for in order for your skill to do whatever it needs to do. Now, typically, most of these sites, they give you a choice between saying, is your application a web application or a mobile application? In the case of a Cortana connected account, you're talking about a web application. And all of them in OAuth 2, you will need to register a redirect URI. So this is when the authorized endpoint, when the credentials have been checked, the user has signed in, it needs to know where to send back the authorization token. That's the redirect URI. The redirect URI for a Cortana connected account is always this. It never changes. https://www.bing.com/agents/OAuth. So that is what you will need to put in. So that's the first stage. You register your app, you get all this information, and then in your configuring your Cortana skill, and Nafis is going to show you, run through this process in just a minute. When you're configuring your Cortana skill, you can optionally configure a connected account. And you plug in a lot of that information, the client ID and the secret that you've got from the app registration site. You'll put in some other information that you're going to run through.
Yep.
And then your skill is all good to go. So that's the process. We're now going to get, I'm going to let you take over and run us through that process.
Sure, we'll do that. So I'm in the bot framework portal right now, and we're going to register a really simple bot called the birthday bot. And this will just connect to our Microsoft account and tell us how many days until our birthday. So I've already gone ahead and done some of the basic, you know, the name, description, all that, and put in an endpoint. So if we go down to the configuration section, and we're going to create a Microsoft app ID and password. So this is pretty standard for registering a bot. So I'm going to grab this app ID because we'll need it later, and copy it into VS Code for safekeeping. And we'll go ahead and generate an app password also for this ID. And we'll need this, so I'll copy this into the same place so we have it for later. Okay, and now we can finish and go back to bot framework. So let's copy the app ID back into the portal. And that's all we have to do to register the bot. So I'll scroll down, agree to all the terms of use, and hit register. So now our bot has been created. And the next step is to register, as Andy said, to register with your OAuth provider. Now, your provider may be different. Ours, in this case, is Microsoft. We're going to use the Live API. So we're going to head to apps.dev.microsoft.com to actually register this. But if I refresh this, you'll see that our bot that we just registered shows up here. So I'm going to go ahead and reuse that application instead of creating a new one. And we already generated an app ID and an app password for this. So that's the client ID and the client secret that we're going to use in the OAuth flow. So you can see we have the app ID and app password here. So I'm going to go down to the platform section and hit add platform. And this is going to ask me for the type. And as Andy said, we want to select web, not mobile. And this is going to ask me for that redirect URL that Andy was talking about. So remember, this is always going to be the same thing if you're using a connected account. This will always be bing.com/agent/OAuth, I think it was. Let me copy that, actually. Yeah. So this redirect URL you'll put here. And that won't change regardless of what provider you're using. So you'll always put that same redirect URL there. So now that we have that, we're not actually using the Microsoft Graph, so we don't have to change any of the permissions here. So we can scroll past that and keep all the profile stuff the same. Go ahead and hit save. And now our bot is registered with our OAuth provider. So now I'm going to go back to the Bot Framework portal, and we are ready to enable the Cortana channel for our bot. So if we go down and next to the Cortana channel, hit Add. This is where you configure your bot to be used on the Cortana channel. So at the top, you'll see some basic information, the icon and name. I'll keep most of that the same, although I will change the invocation name to birthday bot, a little bit easier to see, or to say, rather. And now if we go down to the connected services section, this is where you can enable your skill to use connected accounts. And it'll pop up with a bunch of fields here that you have to tell Cortana about how to actually use your connected service. So let's go through this really quick. First, we have the account name. This is just a user-friendly string that Cortana may speak to say something like, I need you to sign in with account name. So in our case, we're going to do Microsoft. The next box is the client ID. This is issued by your auth provider. So in our case, this was the app ID that we copied when we registered our bot. So I'm going to grab that and put that in here. And same thing with the client secrets. So this is also issued by your auth provider. So I'll grab that and paste it in here. Next, we have the scopes that Andy was mentioning. This is just to so you have explicit permission for the data that you need from your provider. So this will vary from provider to provider. Ours is wl.basic and wl.birthday. So these are the scopes we need in order to get the basic information about the user, so their name, and also their birthday, which we'll need for this bot. Then in the auth URL, this is what the pop-up browser will point the user to go enter their credentials to log in. So this will vary by provider also. So for us, we'll use this auth URL. And then we have the token URL where Cortana will go to exchange the auth code for an access token. So check your documentation to see what your provider's token URL is. And copy ours. Now the final two options have to do with the token endpoint. So the first one, the client authentication scheme, tells Cortana how she should send the client ID and the client secret to your token endpoint. And there's two options here. The first one is credentials in request body, so it'll just be sent in the body. But the second one, if you want it sent in the header, you can choose HTTP basic, which will use the basic auth protocol to send it. I'll keep it as body since that's what our provider wants. And we want to make a post request to our endpoint, although you could also set it to get. Now that we have all that, we can scroll down and say connect to Cortana. Give that a few seconds to work its magic. And once this is done, we will have our Cortana channel ready to go with our bot. So let's go back. And if I scroll down to the channels, you'll see that the Cortana channel is now here. So that's all you have to do to register your app with your provider and go ahead and do the connected account setup.
Great.
Back to you, Andy.
All right, thanks. Okay, so just before we actually run this, let's have a look at the code. Just to have a look at how you then access that in your skill code, your skill service. Really simple. So in the request for a connected service, Cortana is going to pass that auth token through in the entities that are passed to your bot. So you just need to go into there and look through the activity.entities in a C# example, look for the one that's of type authorization token, and then you can just pull out the token property of that, and there you go. And then you can just use that to access your service.
Yep.
Similarly, obviously Node, if you're working in Node.js using the Node SDK, again, obviously it's in the entities, it's not going to differ. And then actually this sample goes on a little bit further, shows you how you make the call in our specific example to the live API in order to access the details of the birthday, which is what we want for this birthday bot little example we've got here.
Right.
That's it. There's nothing more complicated than that. There is one thing, other thing though, about the token that you need to put a little bit of code in your bot about, and that is, you cannot assume that token is valid, because if you think about a scenario where the user has registered, has signed in, and Cortana has got your access token, they then might decide that actually they don't want to access that connected service anymore. So they'll go to the website of the of the skill associated service, and they might deregister themselves. Cortana has no way of knowing that. There's no kind of, you know, async ping coming through to tell it. So Cortana will still assume, it will still send you through the token through to your skill. So how do you figure out whether this token is still valid? Well, the simple way is just try and use it. You make a call for that secure data, and if you get back a 401 unauthorized HTTP status, then you know that token's no good anymore. So then you will know that you need to kind of prompt the user yet again to re-authenticate. So the way that you do that is we send back what we call an OAuth card, which is just actually an attachment. And this is shown, we've got this in the sample code that we'll show you how to get hold of that at the end of this talk, where you can send that back, and that basically just kicks off that authentication flow with the user again, at which point they might suddenly think, oh, heck, I actually canceled my account with those people. So they'll figure out what's going on. So the content type of that attachment needs to be application/vnd.microsoft.card.oauth. So you just need to set that and send it back.
Right.
Okay, so let's just finish the story and run through a little bit of the code, and then give it a flow.
Yeah, so I'm going to jump into VS Code, where I have the node sample for this bot. And I've set some breakpoints at the interesting points. So I'm actually just going to invoke the skill so that we can hit those breakpoints and look at some of the data that's coming through. So let's open up Cortana. If I can find this. Start birthday bot. So she's going out, and you can see the breakpoint has been hit. So I'm going to close the Cortana canvas so we have a little bit more room. So I have my breakpoint hit here. Let's dig into the session object that we got. And if we go into the message, so session.message.entities, here we'll see that entity Andy mentioned that has type authorization token. So if we go into this entity, we'll see that we have the access token that Cortana is sending us on every single request. So this access token I can use when I call my API to make an authenticated call. So I'm going to skip down to where I'm actually making that call after I find that entity. So here is the URL for our API anyway, and I'm just sticking the access token onto the end as a query string parameter, although you could put it in a header if you wanted to. And let's let this API call go through so we can see the results. And in the body, you'll see all of my information. So there's my name, my birthday, and all that. And actually, if we go a little bit farther down, after I do a JSON.parse, we can see it a little more cleanly. There it is. So that's all the information from my own account that we got using that access token. So I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the debugger so we can run through this end-to-end, and you can see the whole thing. So open up Cortana, start birthday bot. And unfortunately, I have a long time to wait until my birthday comes back around because I just had it. But you can see that it was able to pull my information and show me how long I have till my birthday. So that is the code sample.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, Navis.
Yeah.
All right, so that is the story for the connected account. Really easy to use. Like all easy to use things, there's kind of, you know, a few restrictions, like it has to be always connected and it's OAuth 2 authorization grant only, but still that covers a lot of scenarios, and it's an easy, convenient thing to set up, easy for the users to use. So a really nice feature we've got in the Cortana skills kit. There is more coming. It's not quite supported yet, but those of you who have worked with bots will be aware that there is a sign-in card that you can send back along the channel and cause for a bot to trigger an authorization flow. So that will be supported in Cortana skills as well, not just today, so we'll follow up with that when the support for that comes through. When it does come through, then it will have more flexibility than the current connected account, but obviously you'll have to do more work. But there's a lot, the flexibility will mean that you would be able to initiate a sign-in flow mid-skill, mid-conversation. Your bot will be able to connect to more than one connected service. And it won't be limited to OAuth 2, so you'll be able to access other authentication schemes as well. So that's in the pipeline. That will be coming along before too long.
Great.
All right. So that's the story where we are today with Cortana Skills and Connected Accounts. So the call to action for you guys is to create a Cortana skill using the bot framework. Have a play with configuring connected accounts to access secure services. The samples that Nafis showed you there, it's, if you can go to the aka.ms Cortana Skills Build 2017, samples from the sessions at Build 2017 are located there. So you'll be able to pull that down and use them as models for your own solutions. There's a whole lot of other sessions that are being held at Microsoft Build 2017. There's a list of those shown there. So you can catch all of those recordings on Channel 9, and I hope you do, and have a lot of fun building Cortana skills. Thanks very much for watching this talk, and I hope you enjoy all the other sessions we have around Cortana skills at Build 2017.
Yep, thanks. See you next time.